Miss Frances Hunter. Her and her husband Frank have a tremendous healing ministry. I think she's about 90-something years old today. But she, years ago, she said, I was running through an airport. I think it was in Kentucky or somewhere. And she said, I'm trying to catch planes and not enough time. So she said, I'm running to get to this other plane. And there's a lady or a man coming down the hallway in a wheelchair. And as I'm approaching him, the Lord said, if you'll lay hands on him, I'll heal him. She said, Lord, I ain't got time. He said, you lay hands on that man so I can heal him. So she said, I run by and says, be healed in the name of Jesus. And just kept on running just like that. She said, the next day I came back through there and there's a caption on the front page. Mysterious woman laid hands on a man in the airport. He was miraculously instantly healed. She was in such a hurry to catch her airplane, she missed God. She didn't even get to see the man get healed. All she did said, I just run by. And another awesome story, when I was down at one of their seminars, her and Frank told me one time I went to a meeting and there was only 100 people there, so I got to talk to them quite extensively. She said there was a grandmother from England sent them a handkerchief and said, I have a grandson that's born without a fully developed lung and one hip is missing. I know if y'all will anoint this cloth with oil and pray the prayer of faith over it and send it back to me, when I lay it on my grandson, he will be healed in the name of Jesus. So she said, we got that envelope, tuck it out, and there's that handkerchief with that letter. We anointed that handkerchief with oil. She said, we got everybody in our staff in there. We all laid hands on, all prayed the prayer of faith for that child. Put it back in an envelope, sent it halfway around the world to England. Their grandmother got it, tuck it out, tuck it in, and laid it on the chest of her little grandbaby. And thank God for healing the grandbaby. And, of course, they have the type medicine over there, you know, that for the, whatever you call it. Yeah. So anyway, she said, when I had to take my grandbaby back to the doctor told the nurse, said, take some x-rays of the child, bring them in, let me see. So she said, they took the x-rays, lung, hip, and all that stuff, and brought it back in. He looked at it, and he said, wrong child. You know, we need a, it's a wrong child. She said, no, this is the child. And I took the piece, no, it can't be that child. I know that child. That child has, the lungs are not developed, and there's no hip bone. She said, this is a child. So he said, he went back in, took that same child, done another x-ray and another test. He said, I don't understand. Same child. Last time, no lung developed and no hip bone whatsoever, but today, the child is perfect. Now then, when we operate in these gifts, all these gifts belongs to the church.
No, they all belong to us.
Well, we are the church. Yeah, we are the church. Yeah, they belong to us. We are the church. These gifts are ours. Why don't we pray and seek God to get Him to give these things to, to make these things come to pass in our life? Instead of spending so much time fussing and fighting that we don't believe these things, why don't we just say, God, you said it in your word. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to pray for people. And I'm going to walk holy and in love with people. And I don't care what anybody says. I'm still going to love them. And I'm going to expect you to use these mighty gifts. And I'm going to expect you to do great things when I pray for people. Or when I walk up, I expect you to give me a discerning of spirits. I expect you to let me speak in tongues. If I go somewhere to Mexico and I can't speak, I'm going to speak in English, but I expect the man to hear me in Spanish. The Lord said, I can do that. I can do that. That's not a problem for God. And if we will seek Him and spend our time with Him and put Him first, then when you operate within these gifts, I know these gifts work. I've operated within all of them. I've seen them work. I know they all work, praise God. So it's wonderful to have those, but the ones I love the most, which I believe, of course, God's given me those the most, that's that faith, healing, and miracles. And those are the three I like the best. You know, Lord, that's the ones I want to show up every day, right? Praise the King. But when he said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, we put that scripture back up on the board in the King James. In the King James, Paul, I can still see Paul screaming on the hills of Ephesus as he quotes this verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So when you became a born-again Christian, God gave you everything He had in Christ, and it became
Amen.
Legally yours.
Amen.
Now, most of us never learned that. Most of us read that and never have a clue what that means. That's just like Dan come up here a while ago. Technically speaking, when he asked the Lord to let that key unlock that lock, that was a spiritual blessing he could use the name of Jesus to get done. That was a spiritual blessing. I thought about what he said about that key, and I thought about one time whenever I was a regional engineer for a large corporation, and we had a truck, a brand new truck, that one of these high lift trucks that cost $70,000, $80,000 back in those days, was stolen. We lost it somehow. It was going to be transferred up here to the Dallas area for one of these operations to use here at DFW Airport. And that truck, somehow somebody stole it off of the parking lot. And we lost it. We didn't know where this $70,000 truck went. So we looked for it. We put out an all points bulletin. We had everybody looking for this $70,000 truck. And finally one day, the police called us and said, "We believe we found your truck on a lot in Nashville, Tennessee." And so they took a picture of it, sent it to us. We said, "That's it. That's it." They said, "Well, they've taken some parts off of it. And so, you know, but it's here." And so I thought, well, I'll go up there and look at it, since I was a regional engineer. So I jumped in my own personal car, and where I could take a pretty good-sized toolbox with me, I thought I might be able to go up there and fix a few things and get this truck where we can get it running. And so I throwed a pretty good-sized toolbox in my car, and I drove to Nashville. When I got up there, I did an inventory of the truck, saw what was missing, saw what I needed to drive it and everything. But the major thing, I mean, I was able to get nearly everything going, except the major thing that was missing was the ignition key. Now, the ignition key is one of those kind where that if you don't have all the special tools to pull the steering wheels and all that junk, you know, it's kind of hard to replace the ignition switch. So I thought, you know, I wonder if Ford might have, off of the VIN number, have the key code. And so I went, I heard that they had this, but this truck now was a couple of years old. We had lost it and it had been missing a couple of years. And so when I went down to Ford House and I asked the guy, I said, "I have this VIN number, this truck. Can you cut me a key for this truck?" And he looked it up and he said, that is the year just before we started doing this. So he said, "No, I cannot." He said, "If it had been a year later, I could. But," he said, "that one, I can't." And I said, "Well, do you have a new ignition switch?" He looked in his parts book and he said, "I've got one ignition switch, you know." And so every ignition switch comes with a different key. You know that, right? There's only, I mean, I forget how many, every 1,000 or something have the same key. I mean, they do key cars the same, but they don't for, I forget how many thousand there is in between the key codes. And he said, "I got one ignition switch, one." And I said, "Well, praise the Lord." And so I said, "I'll take it." Now, I do not have the equipment to change that cylinder out there. So I take that and I drive back down there and I start toward that truck. And I start toward it on the driver's side and I hold that key up in my hand and I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you said I could ask for anything and you will do it. I said, now, Father, I ask you to make this key fit that ignition switch where I get this truck back home." I walked up, opened that door, reached over that seat, stuck that key in there and turned it, and it was exactly the right key.
All right.
I see, that is one of our spiritual blessings in the name of Jesus on this earth. Now, how many spiritual blessings did He bless us with?
Oh.
So what is our limitation as children of God?
None.
Nothing. Whatever your mind can imagine, whatever your heart can conceive, He can do immeasurably beyond that, right? But most of us don't even think like that. You got to get outside the box. You know, you got to get God outside the box. Most of my life as a Christian, I was raised up with my Jesus in a box about this big square. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You had yours in there too, didn't you? But he ain't in there no more. I don't even have any sides on my box no more. My box is a big box.
Amen.
I know that with Jesus, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
And the more I read and study the Scripture, the more I learn the spiritual blessings that belong to me. Now then, we went over several of those last week. And of course, the first one, which we talked about, which is the most important, so we just barely touched that again. The most important spiritual blessing that God gives us as human beings is the free gift of salvation. There's not anything any greater than that gift. And it's unfortunate such a tiny number of people ever get a hold of that. Almost nobody gets a hold of it. You know, yesterday morning I was down at the hotel, and I never saw so many young people in my life. I mean, that hotel, they had a big bus out front, and there was kids everywhere. And I walked up, and there's a pretty nice-looking set of ladies sitting there at the table. And I walk up, and I said, she said something to me first, and I was dressed like this. You know, she said, are you going to do a wedding or something? I said, no, I'm going to preach tonight. I said, are you a Christian? Yes, I am. I said, well, great, praise God. So we start talking about that, and then all of a sudden this guy walked in. I thought he was the guy coming to pick us up. I said, do you come to pick me up? He said, no, I'm her husband. I said, oh, okay, praise God. I said, where are y'all from? He said, Massachusetts. Or no, Connecticut. Some big college in Connecticut. And I said, what is this? Anyway, he said, this is a team of young people. You know, that he said, they come to race here today. And he said, every one of them that come here said, there's an elite group that had to be valedictorian of their class in high school to even qualify for this.
Wow.
Yeah. Valedictorian of their high school class. Yeah. It was when they graduated from high school, to go to this college, they had to meet that criteria. So that eliminates a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yes,
and so I said, wow. I said, are you a Christian? He said, oh, yeah. I said, you go to church? Oh, yeah. And he said, the college, he immediately turned back to the college and had a purple shirt on. He said, "You at least you got the right colors on." And he turned, he said, coach, look here, this guy, he's dressed up nice, but he's got the right colors on. I turned around, looked at this coach, and he was dressed in purple. And I said, praise God, do you know Jesus? He said, I've heard about him. He turned around, walked right on.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.